If you're a reporter in France, you do cover a lot of protests. You often hear people say, look, once again, French people in the street, they don't want to work, they don't want to work longer. There are all those characteristics that keep getting thrown about. And I understand why people say that. What you've got to also understand is France is a country where the right to strike, the right to protest is cherished. I'm Natasha Butler, Paris correspondent for Al Jazeera. And between us, I've never seen so many sectors of French society so angry. These have been some of the biggest street demonstrations in nearly two decades. So in France, you've got a population of about 68 million people. Some of the biggest protests that we've seen, street protests, you've had more than a million people in more than 200 towns and cities. And they are people from across society, firefighters, teachers, health workers. They say, we don't want to have to retire at 64. We want to keep the pension age at 62.
Si vous voulez que le pacte entre les générations soit juste, il faut procéder à cette réforme.
I was speaking to one man. He has worked cleaning the Paris sewers for nearly two decades. He said it has been shown that people who work in jobs like that have a life expectancy that's some 15 to 17 years lower than other workers. And he said if we're then forced to work two more years, then that just takes away some of the years that I have in my own life to enjoy. I also spoke to a woman who worked as a Paris airport worker in customer service. She loved her work. And she said that, you know, sometimes though, my pay is so low and with inflation, I have to use food stamps sometimes to be able to feed my children. And it's those kind of stories that really touch you the most because you really understand what people are going through, that they are dealing with real issues of poverty, that they do feel excluded and they just don't feel heard. Protests have really stepped up in the last few weeks, ever since the French government decided to force its pension reform through Parliament, basically bypassing lawmakers. That is something that many people felt was undemocratic. I think the main similarity between these pension reform protests and the Yellow Vest movement is the anger. Personally directed often at Emmanuel Macron, this president that has gained this reputation as a president of the rich. This reform is controversial and it is unpopular. Look, opinion polls suggest some two-thirds of people in France are against it. They are very attached to a French model of life in which leisure is as important as your working years. The protesters feel that the way of life that France is so famous for is just being chipped away. What some people are worried about, particularly the French government, is that the violence that we're seeing in these pension reforms could grow. That violence tends to come from a small group of people. They even have a name. They're called casseurs, which translates as very literally as the people who break things. But that doesn't mean that those violent elements are representative of the wider protest movement, which is nearly always peaceful. I think it's very hard to say which way these protests could go. You could get perhaps more violence, or they could just fizzle away and fade away, which is what often happens. Even if the protests fizzle out, I don't think that that's going to get rid of the deep-seated anger against President Macron. The fact that the government pushed this reform through by decree, it just seemed to be one step too far for too many people, and I think that anger will not be forgotten at the ballot box next time.